Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Another day, another broken sewer pipe. How you doing, everybody? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. Great to have you inside the world number one motivational podcast on the planet. I just got another call from my property manager. I've got a few rental units I have. Got another sewer pipe that burst. That's two in the past couple months. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, pretty awesome having that old raw sewage running underneath the building. And, code inspectors love that. So, hey, today's entrepreneurial mindset podcast is going to be talking about having a strong stomach lining. How apropos. This has been a very tough winter. I don't know if you own rental properties or if you own your home or something that has been through a harsh winter. Man, frozen pipes like every day in my buildings, pipes bursting, people with no heat. It's crazy. You know, I got involved in this business 10, 12 years ago. I told the story in my book. You can get nomoreworkdays.com. Get your free chapter there. Bought my first duplex with a credit card and never looked back. What? You bought a duplex with a credit card? How'd you do that? I went to a live event and gave a guy $2,000 to teach me how to buy a duplex with a credit card. That's how I did that. But I got myself some what we call experience. And when you have experience, when adversity comes calling in the entrepreneurial world, yes, it does happen. Happens a lot, actually. I think it's hilarious. People are like, well, you don't know what my life's like, Sam. I've had a bad day. I've had a rough patch. You know, things happen in threes, right, Sam? You know, Murphy's Law. Sam. I mean, everybody's an expert on all these things that I guess somebody read somewhere. I don't know if it's ever been proven that bad things happen in threes. Like, I had, so my car didn't start today, and I spilled coffee on my shirt. What's the next thing coming today? There's something up. Well, you know what, Einstein? If with that kind of an attitude, you're going to have 17 more things coming into your life. Who the heck makes it through a day thinking that's going to happen? Well, this happened at 7, and then at 9:30 this happened. I can't wait to see what else. Hey, you're lucky if your roof doesn't cave in, your electric doesn't go out, and you're not T-boning an accident going through a four-way stop sign thinking like that. What, are you kidding me? Of course you're going to attract the third thing. The 33rd thing is going to happen. Best thing you can do right now is go to bed. If you're one of these individuals who believes that bad things happen in threes and number two has already happened, do this. Walk away slowly from your computer or your listening device right now that you're listening to me on. Close it down. Turn it off. Go upstairs. Put your nicest pair of footy pajamas on. Push back the covers. Fluff up the pillow. Turn down the blinds. And I don't care if it's 12 noon on a bright sunny day. Just go to bed. Nobody can get you there. Nobody can come get you when you put yourself back into bed. Wake up tomorrow and reset the button at zero, okay? Because in the entrepreneurial world, truth be told, I guess bad things happen in 53, because that's about how many bad things. If I had to gauge, and again, I don't think anything bad happens. I just think things happen, and you give them a meaning. Was that bad? Was that good? It rained today. Okay, it rained. All right. That was bad, Sam. It rained on you. Okay, well, I guess. I think it just rained. I don't know if it just rained on me. I think based on what the meteorologist is showing me on that screen right there, the Doppler 12 radar, it's probably rained on more than just me. So we're all having a bad day? No, it rained on you, Sam, and you didn't have your umbrella. Oh, okay. Cool. Well, it rained on me, and I didn't have an umbrella. That's all that happened. That's all that happens to you. So in the entrepreneurial world, yeah, man, stuff happens. If this wasn't a family G-rated show, we'd substitute stuff with something different. But stuff happens. So I started off the show with another day, another sewage issue, another sewer pipe burst. We'll fix it. We'll fix it. We're not just going to let it happen. It's going to cost money. It's going to set us back. Tenants are going to be upset, I'm sure. Not our fault. Just happens, and we'll get it fixed. But the bottom line is, when you get into the entrepreneurial world, you just work through that stuff. It's not a big deal. You can't be conditioned to think that everything is happening to you. Oh, you don't understand. No, I do understand. You have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. You got to make the most of it, man. You know, you, me, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, all these people in the world, we all have the same amount of time in a day. But what makes a person a successful entrepreneur? You make the most out of that time. You know, I tell you, the hardest thing when you transition, this is part of the entrepreneurial mindset series where we're training you and teaching you how to think like an entrepreneur. But you got to help yourself, man. You got to set yourself up every single day in the best possible way. The worst possible thing to do is when you wake up is to not have a plan that you created the day before. All right, the night before you go to sleep, you got to think about that next morning. You've got to come up. My buddy Bill Walsh talks about 10 before 10. Do 10 things in your business before 10 a.m. I think that's great. Pick the night before. Heck, for you novice entrepreneurs, you're just getting started, or maybe you haven't even gone into the entrepreneurial world yet. You haven't launched your own business and you're still in a job. That's cool. Look, you don't want to go to the store hungry. What do I mean by go to the store hungry? You ever go to the store hungry? Right? You buy everything. Oh, that looks good. Boy, that looks good. Oh, wow, does that look good? I mean, heck, you're peeling bananas in the produce aisle, wolfing them down before you even get to the register because you're so damn hungry. Same thing with a job. You don't leave the job too early. You leave the job too early. You go to the store hungry and end up buying a Quiznos, wearing a funny visor, a black shirt, getting ordered around by a 5'2" guy in a training store in Columbus, Ohio, asking people in a line, would you like lettuce on that, while you're losing $300,000 down the tubes, putting everything on a credit card with your third child due in just a few months, with your 7-month pregnant wife holding a sign on the busiest interstate in Cincinnati, trying to get people in your store so they can tell you how much they don't like your food. Okay? That's what going to the store hungry means. You got to put some thought into it. And before you quit that job, get into the habit of 10 before 10. Start thinking of things you want to do the next day that's going to help you transition when the time is right. Doesn't need to be tomorrow. I shared the story about leaving a job too soon. The first time I really quit, in Christmas of 2004, bought the Ford F-150 X4 pickup truck with the hardcover tonneau cover. That's crazy, man. Imagine me bopping around town. I'm more of a pickup truck guy now, though, that I got these rentals, and I want to live. I just listed my house today. I did. Had realtors over. My wife's still in shock. We'll find something. But it's a hot market, man. I'm just thinking of, literally, a realtor just left the house half hour ago. And I've been doing a lot of work down in the basement. Where are we going with this show? Anybody know? Anybody know where we're going with the show? We're 8 minutes into the show. I have no idea. I do know where we're going. I'm talking about gaining momentum, experience, not going to the store hungry, and how to transition out of a job. We may have to focus the rest of this podcast, though, about the next 10 minutes or so, talking about just having fun in life. Man, that's what being free is. Yeah, let me just talk about this for a second. My wife and I were chatting. I'm like, geez, hon, I got the basement done now, about 1,000, 1,500 square foot now. Got carpet, drywall. I'm looking right now at my white – I bought this whiteboard paint. It's paint that you buy at Lowe's, Home Depot. And your wall, you can make an entire wall into a whiteboard. You dry erase marker and things like that. So I shoot a lot of videos on it. And I had my contractor come in and put some molding around it, some casing, so it looks really cool, like a big white picture frame in the middle of the wall. Really great. But that's what's in my office right now. And the rest of the basement just got refinished. So we're in a hot real estate market right now. If you listen back to my shows, 2007, 2008, 2009, that was a horrible real estate market. We were so underwater. We bought this house. We had this house built back in 2004. Cost $300,000. As recently as 2 years ago, it was probably worth $275,000 because the market was just so terrible. So as the market started to turn around, I'm like, wow, I should get the basement done. That's going to add about 30 grand to the value of my home. And what does all of this, by the way, let me just take a quick time out. What does any of this have to do with the entrepreneurial mindset? It's about thinking ahead. Exactly what we're talking about today, planning ahead, right? You don't sow in the season when it's 150 degrees outside and there's no water coming. You sow the seeds when the harvest is coming in, right? When the rain is coming in so you can have a harvest. I started sowing these seeds a couple of years ago when we moved back to Cincinnati from the Buffalo, New York area. I started thinking, I got to get that basement redone because I bet I can add a ton of value to the house. The real estate market, it's not back yet, but it's going to come around. So we had the realtor here, and they were taking a look around the house like, wow, this is amazing what you guys can have done, you know, to the house. I'm like, yeah, thank you. And I'm trying to get at, what do you think? What are we going to list it at? And so we're going to list it at 400 grand. And I paid, what I pay? I said, I told you, I paid 300 grand. I got one of these interest-only loans back in 2004. Oh, you ever have one of these babies? Oh, wow. Oh, man. I don't think I've paid like 14 cents a principal on my house in 10 years. Truth be told, when I bought the house, I was in such a corporate mindset. I figured I would have been reloaded out of the area in 2 years. And when you buy a house, the first 7 years is basically all interest of your mortgage. Unless you've got such an incredibly low interest rate, is principal even become a factor? Traditionally, it's about 6-7 years into a 30-year mortgage that you start paying any principal down, any kind. And so I said, I'll just do interest-only loan. I'll be out of this house in 2 years, reload to another division. 10 years later, here we are. And the point of all this is having vision. You know, I had my basement done by the guy that I told you, the contractor who I hired off Craigslist 2 years ago to build me a deck. Very talented individual and very inexpensive. We went to Home Depot about every day because I had to buy equipment. Or drywall and plumbing and all this stuff. Got a beautiful brand new bathroom and all this stuff in here. This is how I made money, though. I'm telling you how I made money. So I'd go to Home Depot and buy a $2,000 gift card, 24 months, same as cash. Just let that thing sink in. Oh, it's a scam, Home Depot. You know what that interest rate? This is what people will tell you. That people will scare you away. Anytime you got a big remodeling project, go to Home Depot, for example, buy a gift card for $2,000. You're not paying anything. Put it on your Home Depot card. They give you 24 months interest-free. Now, the interest accrues. You got to make a minimum payment. No interest if it's paid off in 24 months. That's how I bought all my material. So whatever I spent, $6,000, $8,000 on the basement, was all put on a Home Depot card, 24 months, same as cash, and I'll have it paid off in 24 months. Most likely way before that. And the contractor is super cheap, great guy. I asked the realtor today, what do you think I did in this basement? How much did I? She goes, at least $30,000. I bet it cost me $10,000 to put the basement in. All right? I'm talking ceramic tiled new shower, ceramic tile floor, $400 vanity sink, brand new toilet. I mean, everything in the master bath looks great down here. It's a full bath. We added another full bath in our basement. You heard the podcast, right, about the contractors when they were operating a gasoline cement cutting blade in my basement with no ventilation, and they passed out and threw up on the front lawn. Okay. Yeah, that was all part of it as well. But that's what I'm talking about, the pain. The pain. That could have happened. Imagine that day. That was all before. I guess if everything happens in threes, that I had two contractors dropping like flies, vomiting in my flower bed, sprawled out shirtless on my front lawn the second week of November, that's a good look. Hey, everybody. And it just so happens nobody's ever at home 10 a.m. on a weekday in my neighborhood. That day, there must have been a parade down our cul-de-sac because everybody was driving by. I'm like, hey, don't mind these contractors shirtless, vomiting on my lawn, passed out. Nothing to see here, guys. Nothing to see. But now we're through it. Now it's done. The basement's done. The house has been listed. We bought this house in 2004. It's the only home my kids have ever known in Ohio. But it's time to shake it up a little bit. We're excited. Well, let me check that. I'm excited. The kids are excited. They're always excited to. They kind of write, hey, what's daddy doing? Crazy. My kids have kind of been growing up around me now. All they know is they don't even know me as having a job. None of my kids, even my oldest daughter, can't remember when I used to have a job. How awesome is that? Seriously, man. How awesome is that? To have your children think that it's normal to have daddy home every day. Like every day. And all I did was make a decision. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. To make a decision to change generations of your family. I mean, my God, wouldn't it be amazing if you could be home with your family every single day? Ride roller coasters in the summertime, go to the lake, go to the beach, go on vacation. It is real. It's a possibility. You got to believe it. Say, I believe it. Say, I believe it. Because if you don't believe it, it ain't ever going to happen. That's 9/10 of success, is you being able to have the vision and believe that it can happen for you. It's not just something exclusive to some ex-stuttering college dropout named Sam Crowley living in the Midwest. It happens every single day for people who have the courage to make a decision to have a little bit of fun in life, man. Please allow yourself to have fun. Can you just do that? Just say, I'm going to make life fun again. I know the bills are piling up. I know the people are taking shots at you. I get it. But that happens to us all the time. If people aren't taking shots at you, you ain't doing anything. If everybody's agreeing and thinks you're right, you're out of your mind. You're normal. You're boring. You're boring. You got to be abnormal and exciting. You got to take the step. If you want to move out of that job, start planting the seeds. You don't go to the store hungry like we talked about. You start thinking about, what is it that I want to do? I really want it. Forget the money. Forget the money. I've never met anybody that had a lot of money that was ever happy. The happiest people I know are content because they're doing what they absolutely love to do. And the money somehow magically always finds itself to them. Now, don't do anything stupid and be like the people in The Secret back 8 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was, sitting Indian style in the middle of a pasture wishing for your bicycle and it's going to appear. Okay, that ain't happening. You can go sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture, but your bicycle is never going to appear. You know why? Because you got to get off your rusty duff and go make your bicycle happen. All right. What does that mean to you? Do something fun. You don't got to go buy a duplex with a credit card. You don't got to list your house for sale today like I did, you know, but have some fun. I do this stuff just to, I think half the reason I do it is, well, I know why I do it. I get bored so easily. I just do. I'm sorry. My wife thought when we met back in 1996, June 2nd, 1996, we went to see Mission Impossible. How apropos that would be the movie we went to kind of as our whole life. Mission Impossible, the very first one, June 2nd, 1996. My wife and I went on a date, got engaged 3 months later. She thought she was marrying this corporate, well-put-together, secure guy that's going to, you know, provide a family and everything for her and just a sense, big old fluffy security blanket. A few years later, guy starts looking at gumball machines to buy, thinking about he's going to go, you know, buy duplexes with credit cards, leaving his job, going crazy, midlife crisis at the age of 37. She's holding a banner outside of a fast food chain trying to drive traffic while she's 7 months pregnant in the middle of summer and 100 degrees outside, thinking, what did I sign up for? You know what she signed up for? The roller coaster, man. It's the entrepreneurial ride. Let me tell you something. It is a blast. She believes it now. She didn't believe it. It only took 15 years to get the buy-in, but that's okay. It finally happened. We'll be married 16 years at the end of this month, February 28th, 2014. Ups and downs all the time. Any relationship is. Come on, man. I'm not saying I'm the relationship expert. Far from it. Don't ever take relationship advice from me. I promise you. You'll go south like a sinking rock, okay? But what I am saying is that when you get excited about life, people get excited around you. It'll take a while. My wife's excited. I don't know if she's excited to sell the house. I think she is because we talked about it, and she said it absolutely had her blessing if we felt that we could find another place, we could go just be free. Just, you know, I don't want to live in a development. I don't want homeowner HOA rules. I don't want rules, you know. I just don't want rules. I want to be able to go out on my deck 2 in the morning, have a beer, smoke a cigar, and do whatever else I want to do on my deck at 3 in the morning and not have anybody even care about it, all right? That's just what I want to do. What do you want to do? Start planning ahead. With the job, with the entrepreneurial mindset, what is it? Put the plan together tonight before you go to sleep. Put 5 things, just 5, not 10. Put 5 things together that you want to do tomorrow morning before 10 o'clock. Make it reasonable. Don't say, I'm going to go to France if you live in Iowa. Okay, it ain't happening tomorrow before 10. Something that's got to do with the next step of your life. Do you even know what the next step of your life is? If not, that would be a good place to start. But before you take a huge leap, take a small step. Put five things together you want to do before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have some fun, man. That's what life's all about. Easing into the next phase of the Everyday a Saturday journey. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? I'll talk to you tomorrow about the entrepreneurial journey. For now, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EverydayIsSaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday.